Good morning, everybody. Good to see everyone this morning. I want to start by telling you a story. It was a Thursday morning, December 31st, 2015, when I pulled up to the front doors of our church, and this guy, Mike Wilkins, our missions and outreach minister, got into my Chevy. I handed him a folder fat with maps and news articles, and we drove to the neighborhood referred to as 42nd and Post. Our church had begun to do some work there months earlier at the neighborhood elementary school, IPS 105. And the items that Mike was now flipping through documented what we already had come to know. This was a place with a history of poverty and violence and trouble and pain. The Indianapolis Department of Public Safety had recently brought together the IMPD, the prosecutor's office, and the sheriff's office to address, as the mayor put it back then, the, quote, decades-old societal failure surrounding social issues. They targeted the six most desperate spots in the city, one of them being where Mike and I were headed. When we got there, we drove and we looked, and we looked and we prayed, and we prayed and we thought. By the way, those are a great combination for just about anything in any day of the week, right? And if I remember correctly, a verse from the scriptures came to both of us. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power, these are the words of our Savior Jesus, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In this geographic commission from Jesus, Samaria was the region adjacent to, but culturally different than, the home region of Judea. And this was our Samaria, we concluded, as we drove and prayed and thought. Now, I'd been to Kenya and Haiti with Mike, and we knew what it felt like to be on a mission field together. And we felt that same feeling there that day. And it didn't take long for Mike and myself and our elders to discern that we were being called to deepen our work in this place, in that neighborhood. And for the last 5 years, we've done exactly that, even founding a separate nonprofit, Renewal Neighborhood Ministry, to move that effort forward. And we've met so many people, and so many of you have served and given and gotten involved in what God is doing there. And today, we have exciting news to share. After considerable prayer, the elders and I have discerned that Outlook is being called to plant a church among the neighborhoods near 42nd and Post. Through our work there, we've come to understand that though the ministry we've enjoyed and the relationships that we've built have been so meaningful, that we're missing a powerful component, a church in the neighborhood with a heart for the neighborhood. And so as part of this call, we've discerned that Mike is the person called to lead the new church. Isn't that awesome? Let's congratulate Mike for that. In fact, it's become beautifully evident that the call that Mike has given Outlook lines up well, or that God has given Outlook lines up well with the personal call that Mike also has discerned between him and the Lord. And so this has been an amazing journey. For the church and for Mike personally, and I'm super excited that I'm finally able to share this plan with all of you. Why am I excited? Because the greatest cause, the most compelling endeavor, the broadest, deepest, most sweeping enterprise that any human can aspire to engage in is joining God in the work He's doing on the earth. Amen? He's on a mission of love and healing and justice and grace and truth, and He wants that to accomplish that work through us. It's not so much that the church has a mission. It's that the mission has a church in us. And I want Mike to unpack that some more for us.
Sure. Thanks, Rob.
You bet.
As Rob indicated, when we started this ministry, the whole idea was simply to give a place for outlookers to go and serve in the neighborhood. The whole idea was just to allow all of us to tutor at IPS 105, which is the local neighborhood school there. But we quickly learned that the obstacles in the neighborhood went way beyond the classroom. And so we expanded the ministry outside the school. We added programs like an after-school program and a summer school readiness program. We began a sports ministry that was modeled very closely off of our sports ministry here at Outlook. We opened the Christmas store over the holidays, and we began offering adult programming as well. And now, our outreach in the neighborhood has become a broad-based ministry run by an independent nonprofit with its own board of directors. But why would we go so far as to plant a church in this area? At every step of the way in this ministry, our expansion has always been driven by our recognition of the needs in the neighborhood and our desire to meet those needs as effectively as we can. And the more we've learned about those needs, the more we have come to understand that the work being done in the neighborhood needs to be closely tied to a local church. Through our work, we've become totally convinced that the biggest factor preventing the people in this neighborhood from being the people that God has called them to be is the absence of a local church committed to serving people. We can offer things like programs to address poverty or violence or the lack of quality education in this area, but the only thing sufficient to fully address the needs of the people in this neighborhood is Jesus Christ. In all the work we've done in the neighborhood, we've always pointed people toward Jesus. But the absence of a strong connection to a local church makes it nearly impossible to fully address the spiritual needs of the community, where the real work needs to be done. We can show people Christ, but without a neighborhood church as a partner, it's very difficult to disciple people to the extent necessary to teach them what it really means to be a follower of Jesus. We believe that there is both a need and a desire for a local church that is truly committed to the good of the neighborhood. In fact, it's become more and more clear to us that the work being done by the existing nonprofit must be closely connected to a neighborhood church in order to meet both the physical and the spiritual needs of the neighborhood. So we believe that our next step is planting a church in the neighborhood in order to complete the work that God has given us there.
That's right. God is on a mission, and He always has been. We talk about that a lot here at Outlook. God is active. God has things to accomplish on this earth, and He has a church, you and me, and all the Christians on earth to carry out that mission. Because the church is not a social club. Though love and mutual support are undeniably baked into what it means to participate in church life. The church is not an educational institution, though teaching and learning and study and growth are absolutely pivotal to who we are. The church is not a counseling center or a rehab, though healing from our wounds, gaining clarity, overcoming addictions, recovering from our past, all of that, man, should happen in a church. All of those things point us to something more, something beyond all of that, the teaching and the healing and the fellowship and the love is preparing us for mission, for mission. We at Outlook couldn't take that more seriously. The church belongs to Jesus and is defined by the mission that He has given it. And so, no mission, no church. Simple as that. It's that belief that fuels what we do. God has things He wants to see done on earth, and He has chosen to collect a people through which He will accomplish that work. And that group of people is known as the church. Let me remind us of His final words to His disciples as recorded in Matthew 28. It says, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." We believe that. We believe we are a church that belongs to Him. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, all peoples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." That commission from Jesus fuels and informs everything we do. Certainly, this endeavor we're announcing today. We are super excited to share our church is pregnant. That's right. And on our way to birthing a new church in this neighborhood that we've come to find so precious and love so much. A church pastored by Mike. We're deploying him to do this work that God has so clearly called him to do. A church independent of outlook, but carrying our DNA and enthusiastically supported by us. Like when our kids leave the house and launch out on their own, they carry some of us with them and they always have our love. And so I want Mike to tell us more about this new church.
Sure, I'd love to. So the new church is going to be a church that is formed primarily by families from here at Outlook, and perhaps with some other families as well. It will be a church that will be focused almost exclusively on meeting the needs of the families living in the area near Post and 42nd. We intend to draw those families into Christ, and in the process, into the church, primarily by the way we live out our faith in our day-to-day lives. Ultimately, the vision is a multi-ethnic church of black and white and Hispanic people living together, working together to transform those neighborhoods so that they can become what God intends them to be. Now, we believe that God has already identified those individuals and families from here at Outlook who he wants to be a part of the initial team called to begin this new church. And so we're asking each and every Outlooker to prayerfully consider whether God is calling you to be a part of the initial church planting team. And we believe that right now, here in the building or somewhere online, God is already nudging someone in a way that you can feel. And we know that there is going to be others who, after you've heard more about this plan and have more time to pray about it, might hear God's call as well. And we want everyone who hears God's call to respond to God's call and see what God can accomplish through you. Just as he was able to start the first church with the original disciples, normal, everyday people who learn from Jesus and then live their lives the way he taught them. And by the way they lived their lives, they drew people to him. We hope to duplicate that pattern and the power of the early New Testament churches right there in that neighborhood. And if you yourself don't hear the call to be part of the initial planting team, we want you to pray for those who do. We want you to pray that those who hear the call will answer the call faithfully. And pray that our response to God's plan for a new church in this neighborhood will glorify him above all else and will draw others to him in ways that they had never dreamed possible.
Amen to that. This is going to be a group effort. No matter what, we're calling everyone to pray. We're going to be asking all of us to actively seek out and listen for God's will for you regarding this plan. Our church has been around for over 150 years, but to my knowledge, we've never started a brand new church. This is a new thing for us. We're super excited about it, but we want God to just, we want the whole thing to be bathed in prayer, and we want you to be seeking God about your role. We believe that God will call a number of individuals and families from our church to join this initial planting team and to be the future lay leaders of the new church. And we're asking every Outlooker to carefully and prayerfully discern whether you are among those God will send on this new adventure, as Mike said. So the elders and I are calling the whole church to 21 days of prayer starting tomorrow. We want to commit as a church to faithfully responding to God's call. This is big stuff for us. We're excited, but we also are launching out in faith. We don't know what God's going to do and who God will tap and begin to talk to them in their hearts about what it might mean to be a part of such a venture. We want to unite in prayer so that those who've heard the call or those He has called will hear that call and, more importantly, respond to it. That this whole process, like I said, will just be dripping in prayer, and that we'll all find some a level of unity and excitement about what God's going to do through our church in this neighborhood, centered on Christ, glorifying to God, bathed in prayer. Because God's mission, indeed, has a church. The mission comes first, and the church comes along to fulfill that mission. We are that church. We are a church that sees that and wants to be a part of that. Each one of us here in McCordsville and at 42nd and Post. You'll be able to learn a lot more about this through our website. You can go to outlookchurch.org/renewalchurch to learn more. And we're also going to have some informational meetings that Mike and I will be talking about in a couple of Sundays on the 21st. If you want to stick around after second service, you can stop by and hang out with Mike and I for a while. We'll take everyone's questions. We'll do that again on the 28th as well. And if you want to talk to us individually, that is, as always, never a problem. We believe this is who we are to be as the Church of Jesus Christ. Let's remember these words from the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. We are Christ's ambassadors. Someone say ambassadors. That's what we are. That's what we're called to be as Christians. That's why we hear these commissions from Jesus, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth. God is making His appeal through us, Paul said. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God. Here Mike and I are talking about whether or not you might sense a move in your heart, a call to be a part of a church. But I also want to recognize you might be hearing our voices today, and just saying yes to Jesus would be a new thing to you. Hear our voices plead right now. Come back to God. He loves you. There's someone online right now ready to pray with you, talk to you about that. Mike and I and any of us here, elders and staff, would be more than happy to talk to anyone who's ready to say yes to Jesus, ready to come back to God. I want to recognize we may be talking about something that might not be the thing you're going to do today, become part of a church planting team, but what you can do today and maybe need to do today is say yes to Jesus again or for the first time in a long time. What this verse reminds us is that it's not about us, right? An ambassador is a representative. And so we don't think about our own comfort. We don't consider our own ease. There's too much at stake. Amen? The souls of human beings, people pushed down by the world who need to know the uplift of the hope of Jesus. That's what we get to offer, and it is a blast. And the results are so worth it. Mike's going to talk to us about some of those results.
In the time we've been serving in the neighborhood, we've already seen what we can do when we act as Christ's ambassadors, as Paul taught us. But we believe that having a church right there in the neighborhood will allow us to even more effectively plead for people to come back to God. Our next door neighbor, Andrea, is a great example of this. Andrea struggled in school since the day we met her. She was almost two full grade levels behind when we first started working with her. And as we've been tutoring her for the past year and a half, slowly but surely, she has started making up the gap between where she's supposed to be and where she actually is. But as she's made up this gap, she's still far enough behind that her grades on her report card do not reflect the progress she is making. So we convinced her to stop worrying about what her grades were, and we asked her to just focus on closing that gap between where she was and where she was supposed to be. And she's bought into that approach, and she's worked really hard, and her progress has snowballed. The gap keeps closing. And then this grade period, all of a sudden, the gap not only closed some more, but her grades reflected the progress she had made. And she saw on her report card for the first time passing grades. And here's the really cool thing. It's not just that Andrea is making progress academically. Her entire attitude has changed. She used to complain about being bullied. That's gone away. She used to have days when she was just racked by sadness or so tired she could barely complete an hour of tutoring. That's gone away too. She comes to the worship services we've been having down at Renewal once a month, and I hear her pray. And when she prays with a level of maturity that shows that she both understands and believes the message she's been receiving. And maybe the best thing is that us helping her succeed in school has given us a whole new level of credibility with her parents. And that opens up doors to minister to her entire family more effectively. Now, let me tell you, she's got a long way to go, and so does our ministry. But Andrea is just one example of what we can do when we join God in the work that He is doing. We believe that if we can connect the existing ministry with a local church, a group of people who just want to serve full-time ambassadors for Jesus Christ in this neighborhood, families will be transformed. Their old worldly lives will be replaced by new lives. Lives lived according to everything that Jesus has taught us. And as families are transformed, the entire neighborhood can be transformed. That's our vision for the neighborhood. And when you think about it, that was Jesus' vision for His own ministry. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "I have come that they may have new life and have it to the full." That is exactly what we hope to do, to connect people with Jesus so that they can have new lives and have them to the full. But it's going to take a church right there in the neighborhood to make that vision happen, a church of people willing to live their lives on mission, to bring Christ to the neighborhood and to bring the neighborhood to Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:8 and 9 tells us that the one who plants and the one who waters work as a team with the same purpose. Yet they will be rewarded individually according to their own hard work. We work together as partners who belong to God. Above all else, that's our prayer, to partner with God and to see His work fulfilled in this neighborhood.
That's right. It is absolutely our prayer. So as we wrap up our time here together, I just want to encourage us, as this news is landing on each of our hearts, as we begin to soak this idea in and bring it before the Lord in prayer, let's partner together, as the verse says, and let's partner with Jesus, who has never stopped working across this world to draw people to Him. And let's remember together what He said at the end of that greatest of commissions. "Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." That promise is one we can count on. Amen? Let's pray about that. Lord, we take all that we've said this morning and all that's led up to it. You've heard us talking to you about this a lot. And I add to that this prayer right now that you would take what we've shared here and infuse it with your Spirit, that you would use it to touch individual hearts and the hearts of families, that they would begin to pray about their role in this endeavor. Lord, whether it's that they become even a more deep part of us, this planting church at Outlook, or they become a part of the planted church at Renewal. Lord, we're expecting great things to grow. Someone's going to plant, someone's going to water. Lord, it's You who supplies the increase, as Paul wrote there, and we give You glory for that. An increase of souls, an increase of joy and hope, and light in a place that can feel so dark and without hope and joy. That we can be ambassadors of that, Lord, that we can be carriers of that, what a privilege. We ask, God, that You would find us worthy, humble vessels of Your treasure, jars of clay, simply full of You. That's our prayer, Lord. Use us. Use each of us. We lift this all up to You. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Let's stand, let's sing, let's declare that we are a part of a church that understands that we're part of God's mission. Amen.